Next Monday, on the 45th anniversary of the bombing of Hiroshima, NBC will show a docudrama about the devastation of the city. TV critic David Bianculli has this review of Hiroshima Out of the Ashes.
Open bomb bay doors.
Over target area, 2 degrees right. Axis of attack, 242 and holding.
I have acquired target. Synchronize release point in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now!
That was only a dry run, with an American B-29 dropping propaganda leaflets on Hiroshima instead of a nuclear bomb. The actual bombing occurs a bit later, after the major characters have been introduced and established, including two schoolchildren who look out of their classroom windows with excitement rather than fear as an American plane approaches.
Look, Yoshi, it's just one B-29.
NBC's Hiroshima Out of the Ashes is based on the stories of actual Hiroshima survivors. The cast includes Max von Sydow as a German missionary, Judd Nelson as an American prisoner of war, and such Asian actors as Pat Morita, Kim Miyori, and young Brady Suratani, who plays Little Yoshi. The best performance, though, comes from Stan Egai, who plays a Japanese physician trying to cope with and understand the horrifying after effects.
Doctor, there are patients in the north alcove. I cannot stop the bleeding. Would you mind?
There is nothing to be done for them. Nothing. They will die. Work with the ones who have some hope.
Which are they?
I don't know.
Producer Robert Greenwald, who did The Burning Bed, and director Peter Werner, who did LBJ the early years, structure this telemovie like ABC structured The Day After. Only this drama is based on fact, not fantasy. And Hiroshima Out of the Ashes could make you cry, where The Day After was so bad it was laughable. It's surprising, though, that this NBC telemovie is less powerful and graphic than such fictional after-the-bomb dramas as Testament and Threads. Maybe it's because actual photographs and newsreel footage from Hiroshima are so unforgettably haunting that no piece of make-believe, however well-made or well-intentioned, can approach the grim reality.
David Bianculli is TV critic for The New York Post.